CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese top political advisor Yu Zhengsheng on Thursday addressed a reception marking the 68th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. Yu Zhengsheng said that under the leadership of the Communist Party of China, the country has achieved leaps in economic development, increasing people's living standards. Yu Zhengsheng stressed that the one country, two systems is the best institutional arrangement for the long-term prosperity and stability of Hong Kong and Macau. The senior political advisor also emphasized that the peaceful development of relations across the Taiwan Strait meets the common aspirations and interests of people on both sides. He promised overseas Chinese that the government will continue to serve them and unite Chinese at home and abroad. China is set to celebrate its National Day on October 1st. The Chinese Ministry of Justice said all criminal detention centers and courts will be staffed with duty lawyers to provide legal consultations. The move will be completed by the end of next year. The duty lawyers will also provide other procedural services for suspects and defendants. Legal assistance stations have been set up in about 90% of criminal detention centers and over half of courts in China. A second Chinese cargo plane carrying relief supplies for Rohingya refugees has arrived in southeastern Bangladesh. The shipment comes after the first batch arrived on Wednesday. The relief materials include about 2,000 tents and 3,000 blankets. Extremists launched fresh attacks on police outposts in Myanmar's Rakhine State in late August, displacing residents to border areas with Bangladesh. The United Nations says the number of Rohingya refugees who fled Myanmar to Bangladesh since late August has reached 480,000. Turkey and Russia have announced plans to continue close cooperation in seeking a solution to the Syrian conflict. The pronouncement has been made by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who received his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Ankara for talks. Meanwhile, both leaders have expressed their satisfaction with a boost in bilateral trade volume this year, which has risen by 22% in the first 8 months. The number of Russian tourists to Turkey increased 11 times compared to the same period last year. Erdogan says that Turkey and Russia aim to reach $100 billion in trade in the near future. Chinese archaeologists will leave for Kenya on a two-month expedition to trace the origins of modern humans. East Africa is universally acknowledged as the cradle of humanity and has been a hotspot for the study of human evolution since the 1950s. The team will work with the National Museum of Kenya to excavate an area in Rift Valley Province, 300 kilometers from Nairobi. They're expected to focus on an area of 200 square meters on a site discovered in 2016. They will also investigate an area of 20 square kilometers for the remains of ancient humankind near the Baringo and Bogoria Lakes. The Chinese archaeologists have the right to name any human fossils or other items they discover. In the preliminary investigations conducted in April and May, 40 stone tools believed to be from the Paleolithic Sangoan culture dating back 200,000 to 300,000 years ago were collected. The new C-919 passenger jet has completed a second test flight, spending 2 hours and 46 minutes in the air. The Chinese-made jet took off from Shanghai Pudong International Airport and reached an altitude of 10,000 feet. The flight time was twice that of its maiden flight in May. Next, the aircraft will be taken to Xi'an for further test flights. With a standard range of over 4,000 kilometers, the jet is comparable with the updated Airbus 320 and Boeing's new generation 737. The iconic Eiffel Tower, the world's most visited monument, is celebrating 300 million visitors since it opened to the public in 1889. Also called the Iron Lady, the 324-meter-high monument has stood tall in Paris, withstanding the wars and disasters of the 20th century. In 1959, the tower celebrated 35 million visitors. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.